Neil McHugh, a great win, a great team display, more importantly, into a Connacht semi-final.
Yeah, PJ, absolutely delighted with the lads this evening. You know, the last 2 weeks there, we had a break last weekend, like, training really focused on our forwards and getting faster ball into our forwards. We felt that maybe the transition from the half-back line forwards, by the time the ball got there, we were getting clogged up this evening. It was just direct. You seen there at the end, 217 to score is a fair. It's a fair amount for any team in one game. Very happy with the lads. All forwards scored on the evening. They all contributed. So look at, listen, delighted. We came down here. We knew what we had to do. There was a lot of scenarios here this evening. You know what I mean? And in fairness, we were depending on another team, Mayo, to get us over the line. They done their bit. We done our bit. You know what I mean? We won our game. There's no more we can do. And we had enough in the end to get over the line pretty comfortably.
I noticed today Richard McGrath playing at centre back. He played a blinder.
Yeah, Richard played very well. Now, look, at you know, we looked at things. We had to get energy into it. We had to get energy into the team. And Richard went back to number six. Now, we lost Tiernan Peru, Brian O'Malley and Michael Leahy. None of them were fit to start, so that maybe contributed. And the big plus was John O'Sullivan from Mike Cullen, who came in. I thought he played very, very well, as did Richard. You know, so across the board, I know we changed our shape, a small between and the personnel. Young Kieran O'Donnell from Hitford, I thought, played very well also. You know, so the new guys in, they all played well, like, you know what I mean? So delighted with the result, delighted that things have went our way, and extremely looking forward to Roscommon next Friday evening in Tuam Stadium. I'm not saying it's redemption or anything like that, like, but the evening we played them, we were a bit off the pace. You know, we didn't put in a good performance. We you know, and maybe on two if not three occasions brought it back to a point after conceding a nearly sloppy goal. So we have a chance to rectify a couple of things again in Roscommon in Tuam Stadium Friday. They are a good side, so we'll see, it'll take us, hopefully we'll get over the line in that one also. So be asking for a big crowd in Tuam Stadium next Friday evening.
And just going back to tonight, like you mentioned yourself, that free ball, a quick ball kind of into the forward line, it really made the difference, especially you started quick. I think that's one thing especially that was slightly different maybe this week, the quick start.
Yeah, we had to refocus all our starts to date, even against Sligo, the game we drew, like, you know, we were slow out of the blocks, very slow out in the blocks again, Roscommon, and, you know, we got decimated in the open periods again, Mayo. We sat down, we said, we're taking the game as a whole, you know, there's different blocks where you do different things, but to get out and get a good start and not be on, like, we couldn't afford to be on the back foot here this evening. You know, there was score difference involved as well. If we sat back this evening, it could have cost us. We went all out, and 217 is a good score.
But to end on a positive note, Neil, like I said, it's a Connacht semi-final, a fantastic team display, so you're more than proud of your lads, I'd say.
I'm delighted with them. I'm delighted with the team. I'm delighted with the new guys that got their debuts this evening. And I thought all five subs made a difference once they came in. It's a very hot evening down here. The pitch is in great condition. A lot of running. Lads were getting gassed out. They left it all on the pitch. So we had guys that was able to come in and, you know, finishers, good strong guys towards the end.